Yeah, hello, who's this?
It's DJ Khaled, your brother. First of all, I want everybody to know I love you. You know what I'm saying? We support each other, and that's how it's supposed to be. They say you in the studio cooking up. They don't want us to win, so we gonna win more, a lot more. It's your brother for life. It's DJ Khaled. We the best. Another one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently ready for takeoff and expected to be on air in 2 minutes. We ask that you switch on all data services and join us via Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, calls, and text messages. We also ask that you stay away from all other things that will distract you from this transmission.
Oh my, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D'LALI.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the E Factor. My name is D Apostrophe. I'm here with the whole crew, the whole goons, every single person right here. Man, today is 12 June 2021. I was going to say 2020, but don't worry about that, man. I got problems with that. But yes, it feels good to be back here this weekend, and I am in my smock, baby, because it's Bakadabri Day. Get
it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Bakadabri up here for an interview right about
like,
now. So,
you just can't wait for the interview though.
Yeah, I was about bringing my dough, but
Shut up.
You actually kind of switched up on us because like
you switched up on everybody.
You like would have just been wrapped up in northern stuff, you know, signify the Bakadabri.
There you go.
Then we're coming today here. So it's actually pleasant saying good morning to you guys every Saturday. I hope
yes.
We finish this season.
Good morning.
Quick, we are going ahead. This is episode 7.
Is it though?
Yes, this is episode
7.
Yeah,
this is episode 7, man.
Yes, we are going bit by bit. We'll just be coming to the end of the season very, very soon.
Actually, this season is 15 parts, so
okay,
yeah.
Then. Now you have a whole lot of good mornings to be hearing from us still to go. Yes.
So, yeah, so.
Steve,
to
what's
all
up?
The ladies also crashing, I'll just say, what's up? I'm here. And then today you're just doing a Bakadabri Day, you know.
It's not Abaka, it's Bakadabri.
It's Baka. I said
you said Abaka.
Abaka, it's not Abaka. It's Baka.
Okay. Okay.
So
good morning to all the sexy girls out
there, God,
all the nice ladies out there.
God damn it, bro.
Fine gentlemen out there. And big shout out to
For once, there is a gentleman in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you know how we do it right here on the E Factor. We learn words. So our first word is debacle. That means a sudden and ignominious failure. Yeah.
Okay, so he mentioning ignominious. Ignominious actually means deserving or causing public disgrace or shame.
So, and then the third word is drown, and simply means to die through submission and inhalation of water.
Yeah, actually this was here because yesterday somebody said something like somebody drowned and died, and I was like, no, that's tautology, because like when you drown you die,
you die, you don't actually come back.
And somebody actually drowned and not die, it can't be
like part one. And then
no, when you drown,
double
you, die. You die because
it wasn't double die. It just, you died in two folds.
Yes. So, good morning. If you are looking for a perfect way to start your day, Wayo Pancake and Waffle Mix is right here. 0241288133 or 0508606718. I'm hoping that by now you guys get the number. So, yeah. So.
Even if you
numbers.
Say it fast or not fast, everybody should be able
they
to
know,
grab it.
They know
what you're trying to say.
Okay, fine. If you didn't hear the numbers, you can just take
new
it.
New people
just,
listening yes, to it.
You
yeah,
can just
so.
Rewind it and just go like
so
that.
So the numbers are 0241288133. Then 0508606718.
Why are you overdoing?
Thank you.
Huh?
It's
crazy, man.
No, but people might definitely not hear the numbers you mentioned. You were rapping with us.
Okay. For videos, audio works like that. Sound bites,
jingles,
anything.
Everything
audio. You can get in touch with Wired Studio 0557-221-192. 0557-221-192. I said that twice, so like, you guys should just get in your eardrums.
Yeah.
Anyway, now moving on. just like we teach you guys how to get your words and stuff like that, we are also getting into the part that I actually, you know, kind of like. That is not kind of like. Everybody
like
kind of likes because, of course,
like
it's
it?
Kind of Anyway, sexual health on Fit Nurse Today. Anyway, so let me just tell you guys. Now, first of all, I want to touch on this one. Period sex. It is not healthy. You guys should stop that.
What is period sex like?
Period sex. Like overly... when a girl is in her period.
Oh, okay.
The hell?
You're actually talking about duration. So
no, as in period sex. Yeah.
Period sex.
So
it is.
It is crazy. I think it's kind of disgusting too. So yeah, people do.
Oh, people do.
I think girls say that is when they are most horny. So, you know, they like just...
I'm sure that would be like coming from the guy, though. A lady won't actually go in for sex when she's menstruating.
Who said?
I'm not sure.
They are the initiators.
No way.
So the people do side we are saying now. It's just a male and a female. So
I'm sure the guy actually first question.
Yeah. How would you really... So everything is guys, right?
No, but
you're crazy.
Do you know what a person goes through when they are menstruating to actually go and call for sex?
Exactly. Like, it's so that you should know that the girl is wild, man.
While she's having a sanitary towel down there,
sometimes you know,
she knows he's coming. Okay. So,
yeah. What?
He knows what?
Knows he's coming, so she's not going to put that there.
Exactly. Like,
why would you also go ahead and do it?
Anyway, I'm not necessarily saying that period sex is good.
It's not healthy.
At all. It's disgusting too. So like, guys, just pump your brakes.
So if people, what is actually not good about it? Is it
bloody
the fact
dick.
That there is, like, what?
Come bloody on. Dick. Not necessarily.
It's not bloody, you know.
When we had a flash in my
head. Whoa, really?
Oh, come on. And I'm sure it will probably come with this uncalled for
scent. Exactly. Yeah. So it will be creepy. Come on.
Yeah.
People do that.
I don't think I'll be able to leave okay for like some days if I'm actually.
Would you look at that?
Oh no, come on, it's true. Like, oh,
it's actually not imaginable. I mean,
why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
No, but it's actually very weird. It's like,
you can't actually
picture it.
So guys out there having period sex, come on, man. Like, you guys Charlie just pop your brakes on that one.
Allowing that to
exactly. Hold
yourself.
Menstrual health is like very important. So like, you guys should, you know, pop your brakes on that one. I know you guys just want to jump at each other and, you know, rip each other.
I mean, there are other stuff that can be done aside getting the sexual stuff.
Come on, man. Don't even poke the bear. Like just let it go. I think it's just 1 week, right?
It's just
1 week.
Yes, it's just a week.
Yeah, so you can just wait for, I mean, what's a week?
Some like 5 days. It's not even, some is not even up to 7. It's just 5.
Yes, after.
And most of the time, maybe they had this
cramps and stuff like that.
Or maybe they have this day schedule, and maybe the same day they were supposed to meet.
But if you have a schedule and there is something going on, then actually you can decide to skip it. Why do people actually schedule days for sex?
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Probably maybe they have like multiple partners, so like
would you
have
go in for it?
Scheduled sex?
Yes.
Nah.
Would you?
I mean, I like it to be in the moment kind of thing.
No, you're probably going to be with me, so. It will just happen.
Yes, I mean, schedule things.
Yeah, anyways, I mean, those are one of the things that you shouldn't
say. I didn't know it's actually a thing that people do, but hey, if you do this period sex thing, kindly try and, I mean, control yourself a bit.
So watch out next week. We're going to be talking more on sexual health. Today is just period sex. And next week, we're going to, you know, get into more stuff.
Deeper dive.
Yeah, we are going deeper because, you know, shallow things are not allowed. Okay. You know? All right, so it's still the Gemini season, baby. So all the May 21st to June 20th bonds, you guys are, this is how to attract a Gemini man. These are people that are born within May 21st and June 20th. If you know somebody like that, this is how to attract them. They are kind of enthusiastic and full of life. They don't disappoint with dull moments. They are adventurous. They're humorous. Like, you know, they make people laugh and stuff like that.
Okay. They actually humorous. So they actually like some laughter and fun and all that.
They are
chatty and flirtatious.
Exactly.
Are they?
They're like, yo, my tie is flat. Would you help me pump it though?
Hey!
Wow!
Okay. Challenge. You're not in that season, but what are you doing? You're just flirty by nature. You don't need to be a Gemini. Wow. Oh, that's you doing the whole Thai thing. Okay.
Anyway,
so it says they're actually marked by dualism.
Exactly. Okay. So they are not consistent. They are like this and like that. So.
But they are very clever though.
Well,
and they are attractive to others.
Attractive
in what kind of way though?
Attractive.
Oh. Is it a man is impossible to cling to and need a partner that will give him enough freedom and space.
Yeah, we don't like those like every
followed by mental stimulation. We don't like
every day, any day, anywhere that
Backpack. Okay. That's what's up with the how to attract the Gemini
man. Yes, so sex with the Gemini man can be a wonderful experience. So says the zodiac signs.
But is that if the person is actually unwilling to have this kind of multiple wonderful experiences, it's actually going to be
that's from the other partner, not the Gemini man.
Yeah.
Yes, that's from the other partner. So, if you're kind of boring out with the Gemini person, you're actually not an experimental
just
person.
The laying bed kind of world.
Yeah, actually, you get bored.
Look at you, man. Anyway, so that's gonna be it for our Gemini man. So, like we said, if you want to advertise with the E-Factor, 0557-221-192. 0557-221-192. Now, moving on, we're gonna get into the song of the week with the man DJ Infinity. What song are we having today though?
Bakadabri.
Yo, Magajia. We're gonna put Magajia on rotation right about now. Enjoy it from the man Bakadabri. He has a new EP out. That's Bizanginya
Brontier.
Go check it out.
Go check it out. Spotify, Audio Mac,
iTunes.
Yeah. Yes. So it's gonna come to Boom Play later, so you guys should check that out. And actually, we're gonna have him right here in the studios. We have a pretty good interview with him and some really amazing live sessions. So now, this is the song of the week.
This is the effect.
We're gonna spoil one song and one song only.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
Usanga, Bakadabri. Ya chempenache. Yawari, Obama say Yawari, a channel, Joe, what it? My mingra boy, I wanna put a bling on it, paper Samisha will cover. I'm insulting Brefiani and 2-3 sat, Nadia wanty, I see, you know. My money crazy, on Tom and Chesan Koshipo, cause I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hey, you make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, I know they give a fuck about what they say. I'm melanin queen with an happy hey. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, me pesa me ya wo magajia,
magajia,
take your honeymoon for party,
honeymoon for party.
I go show you sweet loving,
sweet loving.
I go treat you right like the queen you are, girl. Like the queen,
you are
me say, don't you worry, me never go head chug me that pops your babies, them never go worry. Sing do re mi fa so for them to sleep. Read them and answer some the spider man. Give you happiness and joy, and take away all of your problems and pain. Usanga love no they die. I go love you forever, cause I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hey. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, see, I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hey. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, me pesa me ya wo magajia,
magajia,
take your honeymoon for party,
honeymoon for party.
I go show you sweet loving,
sweet loving.
I go treat you right like the queen.
You are girl.
Gariki manta banta bawa sada zuchi yanki atunda na sankiba go abe iazo sakamuba so yeyamu me dadine. Gariki manta banta bawa sada zuchi yanki atunda na sankiba go abe iazo sakamuba so yeyamu me dadine. I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hey. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, see, I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hey. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, me pesa me ya wo magajia,
magajia,
take your honeymoon for party,
Your mind and do whatever you want to do. Just tell yourself that you're capable too. But don't do things that ain't even cool. And get rid of them no good friends that's enabling you. Making you feel like you won't be nothing. Your life crumbling, they talk mumbling. You gon' be something. You are glorious. We're no gangs but warriors. We well known notorious. They can't stop you or block you or mock you. They mad cause you bad and they not you. You fall down but get up and skip and hop through. Kick down doors for others to walk through. You have a purpose to make you say, did I do that? Urku. Now we call in reality virtue. This is who I am. This is me. Don't let them words hurt you.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be.
Today on Inspiration, what I have for you says that be grateful for the good times and keep the faith during the bad times. Stay positive when life gives you every reason to be negative. You know, this can actually be your story, could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. So do not be afraid to share it, even if it's the negatives. And that is it for Inspiration.
This is the effect.
Be in the motherfucking house.
Oh, this is amazing. This is great. This is something I always want to listen to. Listening to the main man. D apostrophe L E N I.
God damn it.
Bakadabra.
Alright, so that's how it's done right here. Smooth, amazing, great, dope, everything exciting right here on the E-Factor. My name is D apostrophe. And today, you know, I'm from the top, you know, like the west. Is it that? Whatever. The top side, you know. And well, we have a special guest in the building, and it looks like he wants to like say so many words. I just heard him say something. I didn't really hear it, but you know, yeah. We're going to be showing you who that is right about now. Now, if you haven't woken up yet, if you're still in bed, well, stay there. Okay. Keep being in bed. Huguette, what say you?
I'm actually quiet. Like, who should still be in bed by this time? It's already 8. Everybody should be up and running already. But hey, it's been great today. I know things are coming up that I actually can't wait to start talking to.
Oh, who we,
yeah, you know, like
starstruck.
I just can't.
Oh, okay.
That's more like a word though.
See?
Yes, I'm actually excited to start speaking to him already. Can we start rolling now?
Okay. So guys, are now the big reveal, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Welcome, roll
drum
the
rolls.
Red carpet, drum roll,
yay,
everything. Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen. Bakadabra is in the building.
Yo, you want to start innovation? You want to start innovation?
Well, I'm just standing.
Man, we had to start for this one.
For you, so
yes.
Bakadabra. I like the way you say that name, though. Yeah. Like that kind of base, authentic thing.
Bakadabra. Yes.
That's what's up. What's up, Charlie?
Cool. I did. What's good?
It's good seeing you in person, actually. It's always been in videos and all that. Why is somebody staring at me like this?
Yeah,
nobody
knows you.
Studio.
Whoever knew you would be like this. You are.
Oh, Clara.
You get this blushing. God.
Yes, I am. Like, okay. I'm actually going to skip this comment. Let's just.
Hey. Who would have known?
What's going on here?
It's weird, like seeing you today, like all over. Wow. Okay.
What was the big deal? This is Camilo was here. It was the same thing.
Anyway, cheers to more Bakadabris, man.
Yes.
Okay. So funny thing is, because Bakadabra was coming through, and you know he's from that side, you know, I decided to, you know, rock this. Actually, my dad's, but you know, and he actually carried me. he's
so you actually decided
athletic
to change.
Wear, bro. Why?
I don't know. I don't
if
know,
you had actually told us, we would have seemed probably to suit the whole Baka.
And he
Zanga,
would have come. And know. He would have come in athletic wear. Would have all been, you know.
Oh, Charlie, so should happen.
I just figured I should come in a bit casual. That's why
we'll forgive you today. We'll forgive you today. Next time, be in character. All right, so let's get into it. Buzanga Nia Branti, let's start from there. How did the whole, first of all, how did the whole, you know, the title come about?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm Ebisa by ethnicity, and the language is Busanga, but the people are Ebisa people. And you find my people from my ethnic group located in some parts of Burkina Faso, Ghana, Togo, and a bit of Benin also. But I think Ghana has the largest population in Upper East. And so I guess in finding myself as a musician, you know, you try new sounds, you try all types of sounds, and eventually you lock in on your own thing. And when I found mine, I just figured, okay, you know, it started with my name, just going with my name, my birth name actually, Bakalakum Dabri, which has been shortened.
Bakalakum Dabri.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Bakalakum Dabri.
Wow. Yensriwu, that's the meaning. Like,
Charlie.
You
know, yes. What
does that mean?
Yensriwu, we don't beg for death, though.
Yeah, we don't laugh at death.
We don't. Yensriwu, you didn't say it right. It's Yensriwu. Yensriwu. Would you look at you? So he didn't speak the tree, right?
I said Yensriwu.
I thought you said Yensriwu.
No, we don't.
You're not hearing things, bro.
Yeah, like, we don't break for it.
Yeah,
we don't laugh at it.
Yes. So, yeah, I started from there. And then also when I chose to... But that's not Bisa, by the way. That's my mom's ethnic group.
Okay.
And so, Busanga Nia Branti, I just figured, you know, Northern, we are patrilineal. So, if where my dad comes from is where I come from. So... It means I'm Bisa, and I chose, okay, introducing myself to the whole world. You know, I just have to just let people know that, okay, Busanga Nia Branti.
Were you always up there, or you've been here, but you decided to identify yourself with your people through your music?
I was born in the Upper East, in a village called Fumbisi. And when I was 6 years old, I came down to Accra. I haven't really been, but I've visited on and off, but I wouldn't say I've been, like, you know, I've been resident there, like,
there.
You know,
for well,
like,
that's good. Like,
so you're a sellout.
It's actually not a sellout.
The thing is, there's not there are people there, but they're not people I would go to on a normal day. You get it?
Because like
my immediate family, they are here. Exactly. So almost everything is down here.
But hey, the good thing is he's not there, but he's able to still distinguish himself amongst them and make his presence known here.
Okay.
I mean, that's the mark.
Really? Sure. Okay, so let's talk background, maybe education. Where did you school?
Yeah, so I did a lot of my schooling in Kufradia. I switched a lot of schools because my parents weren't never really together. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm to give a list, it will be a very long one.
Whoa,
but let's just say basic school to high school, I did them in Kufradia. Presbyterian school in Kufradia Tafo. And then I went to Kufradia Senior High. And then not the technical one, Kufradia Senior High, which is now Otibo Atin. And from there, I came to University of Ghana and I studied linguistics and sociology. Did my national service in the department as a TA in the links department. And then fast forward, I was writing music all along. Music was a thing I was doing all along.
Oh,
so I basically found myself having written a lot of songs that I couldn't even afford to record if I wanted to record them. And so I chose to just, you know, put a few together and then release this debut.
I mean, you sound very intelligent, honestly. Like, anytime I listen to your music, I'm like, yo, like, the guy has something, man. It's not just the melody and all that.
Legend in
the
making.
Yeah, very, very intelligent. It's not like, it's not trash music or anything like that. And it's really good. So, honestly, I just want to say, like, congrats. Like, I like the work that you're doing.
That's amazing. I appreciate that.
And we appreciate you so much.
he knows what you do. That's why he is here. So we know there's like your background information. When did you start this music thing professionally? When did it start for you?
Yeah, so commercially, I would say after university, that's when I made the decision. Because when I was in high school through to the university, I was doing a lot of church music. So in high school, I led this a cappella group called Kebis. Young Elijah, some of you, wherever you guys are, big shouts to you. They were like my a cappella members.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure you were like the boss. Like,
yeah, I was writing some songs for the group. And so, yeah, so I did a lot of the compositions for the a cappella group. But then at the time, I would just not go on stage. I would do it for them to just go be on stage.
Because
I kind of, not really, I wouldn't say I'm not a shy person.
So it was a
I'm not afraid of the crowd either. I think at the time it just felt to me like, let me be behind the scenes and watch them go do their thing. You get it. And so I would do the practice with them, have the a cappella lines rehearsed with them, and they go and perform. But I was doing a lot of studio stuff though, which they weren't doing at the time. Yes, and university still doing church music at home. So weekends I'll run home, go do praise and worship stuff. And I did a bit of spoken word too. And spoken word gave me money. So I was doing it a lot.
Has he come across as somebody that will be doing church music?
He seems like somebody who has a lot of layers. You know, like you can't necessarily know him by just one meeting. You have to be with him for like a while to know exactly
like
how he is.
The love and acoustic things, like a vibe more.
You know, he actually looks quiet. Like he looks quiet, but like when he opens up, you're like,
loud.
Okay, he's
yes.
the one.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Yeah. Because like you're voice. So, you look reserved, but you are not reserved at all.
When it comes to music.
When it's absolutely necessary, I will speak up or I'll come out of my shell.
Okay.
That,
so when it's necessary, that's when you come out.
Yeah, but aside that, I'll just, you know, I'll lay back.
Okay. That's like a really dope personality. So when did you learn how to like use the guitar and stuff?
Yeah,
like
I would say, so the guy who makes my videos, he's more like, his name is Eben Growl. And he picked up the guitar when we got to university. We were in high school together, I got to the university together. And he picked up the guitar and he kind of made me want to learn how to play it. And when I picked up the guitar, he had lost interest in it and he took to, you know, the cameras and all of that. And now he's like a god at it, you know, he's doing amazing work. So all my visuals, my photos and all, he's the one who does things.
Okay, that's something like really good.
So he's
work.
Like my music business partner. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so at the moment you are not signed to any, you don't have a label.
No.
So it's just you.
Yeah, it's just me and I would say me, Aben, and I have a couple of experienced people who advise me, who maybe I'll write a couple of lines and I'll push to them. Charlie, check this out.
Now, would you like to be assigned
trash
to
is
a
good.
Label?
A label, if it's a, like, it's an appealing deal, right, I'd go for it. But I think at the end of the day, it's about looking at like the offer that's on the table and
exactly.
then deciding whether it's
in
your interest. Exactly. But I've had to push a few aside because
it wasn't what you wanted.
It was not appealing. It wasn't appealing to you.
It didn't look good to me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So off of Buzanganiya Brandt here, Magajia, how did that song come about? Like I just want to know how.
Magajia.
You got a boo.
No. Magajia. So I was working, right? Now I would say I'm in full-time music, right? But before, a couple of months ago, I was working with this, I was doing like operation stuff for this consulting company. And because we worked from home, so I would always have my guitar by me I have this routine. I do 2 hours of work, then 2 hours of break, 2 hours. So at the end of the day, I kill 8 hours of work, then I would have also practiced like a number of hours. So one of those moments, like lunch break, and I decided, okay, I'm tired, close the laptop, and I picked the guitar. And I'd heard those chords, you know, the chords. Dun, 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 dun. So they were in my head, and I said, okay, let me play with these chords and see. And the first line that came, Yakim Pnache, Young Warrior, you know. So I had the first verse from that lunch break, and then I took a break, you know. So that, okay, let me come back, find my pre-chorus, and then do the chorus. And then I think over the weekend I moved to Aben's place. So I was at Chado, and then I went to Spintex, Aben's place, where I came from, to this place.
Okay.
I went there, and over there too, like, my creative juices are at, you know, its peak, because it's like creative zone. So, you know, and Aben is the guy, like, I'd write and be like, Charlie, check, is it shit or good? You know, I don't mind. Tell me it's shit if it's shit. If it's good, tell me it's good.
So,
yeah, so I always rely on feedback when I write a few lines. So he heard the first few bars and he thought, Charlie, this would be cool, finish them. So I finished them, but that was like a motivation for me. And I stayed through and I got my pre-chorus, chorus, and then the song was pretty much done. Once I have first verse and chorus, and maybe a bridge, I know I'm okay.
Yeah.
The rest, I'll just find a way to put them in.
So how was so after the Aben and the, you know, like your part, how did you guys get the right instruments to?
Yeah, the production.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had two songs. I would say on the EP we have 5 songs, right? Corner Corner, Twaba Pa,
Ekikimi,
Go Back to Hell. Go Back to Hell, right? A Corona song. So for Ekikimi and then Magaja, we hadn't recorded them. Those are, I would say, the newest sound. And so we tried a few productions here and there. But I mean, sometimes you, the artist, you just want the work to come to life. But thankfully, I'm surrounded by people who wouldn't lie to me. If the production works for them, they'll say, oh, this is solid. If they feel more needs to be done, we'll do. So we tried a couple of productions, and eventually this is the one we settled on. And this is like back and forth for about 4 months, 2 songs. And, you know, you try, you play it here, you feel like, okay, we don't have what we want. It's not giving us, then we'll try another producer and all of that. And eventually we settled after sharing. I have people I'll share the music with, Charlie, choose between this. So for for Ekikimi, for instance, we had 3 productions of them.
Whoa.
And then I'll share it to people randomly, like, hey, and it doesn't matter whether you're a music expert or not. If you are a great audience, then your opinion matters. Because at the end of the day, so I would ask random people. I could sit in an Uber and I'll play to the Uber driver, okay, listen to these 3 versions.
I think back to the question that he asked where the inspiration came from for Magaji, and he said it was during lunch break. But if you listen to the lyrics of the song, actually, okay, it's kind of draws an inference from somewhere. So it's that you were just there, then you started the Yakim Pnache, you were like, it just came out of the blues.
Yeah, so
it was probably a movie or something.
Yeah, so
Got a boo, like, you know, that one too.
Yeah. At the time, and I don't get boo, sir.
So, okay. But
there are some there are times that you just want to, you pick a theme. For me, sometimes I pick a theme. Like, okay, let me, how do I make the perfect wedding song? How do I make the perfect heartbreak song?
Okay.
And then I write around it. And there are times you draw from either your experience or experiences of friends or family. So with this one, part of the lines, like my melanin queen with a nappy hair, that came from a movie. Like, and I was telling you guys earlier on.
Yeah,
Napoli Ever After. I saw that movie by Regina Hall, and when I needed that perfect line to describe my African woman from the northern man's perspective, you know, I was like, okay, Charlie, yeah, Oba, person, you did get me out of the
so, nappy hair, bro.
Yeah, my melanin queen with a nappy hair. So,
oh, okay.
And then the Magajia bit is like, okay, how do I make sure that if you hear this music, you would know, you can deduce without anyone telling you that this guy is from the north. You get it? So that's why I always would put the Hausa language in there.
Okay.
And then
Hausa is doing so what fire is, in your music though.
What does Magajia mean? Like Magajia in itself, what does it mean?
Yeah, so the Magajia historically in Nigeria, northern Nigeria, the Hausa people, right, the Magajia was like an institution, right? So like when men went out to war, right, you know, battles took longer periods. People could go and be on the battlefield for a year, 2 years before they came back. But whenever a man left, that man needed to have a woman to stay behind to be able to take care of the home and the family. And so the institution of Magajia existed at the time to kind of, it was for those stronger women who could man the house when the men are away doing stuff. And then it evolved over time to become like, okay, slay queen, the woman whose opinion matters. So in Tafo, for instance, where Suleiman Tari's mom is, may her soul rest in peace, she just passed, right? I remember at the time growing up, they were in Old Tafu and New Tafu. So whenever she came to town, she was like the Magajia. She was like the Ameria of Amerias. You get it. So when she lands, the Magajia says something.
That's some education, right?
You respect it, you get it. So I'm like, be my Magajia, be my slay queen in the best light as possible.
It actually refers to a bride or somebody who is actually becoming a bride, but I guess it kind of captures
you know, that aura that comes with that type of woman, you get.
So you know, roughly how many songs have you written? Let's not even talk about written, like you've recorded, because written, I'm sure this one you don't have money to record all of them. So like how many have you been able to put out?
I would say five. The EP, because we had Corner Corner, which was last year March, right? And then I think right before the lockdown, that was when it was pushed out. And then we did Corona. So out of Corona, I actually had two songs. So I wrote the first one, which I thought should be for Corona, and I pushed it to my team, and they were like, nah, this song is too good, write another one for Corona. Let's separate that, let's make that one another. So that one, it's called Near Man Kitten Kitten. And we pushed that aside, and I wrote a second one, which became Go Back to Hell. And then the third one was during the elections when I did Tuaba Pa.
Oh, okay.
And we've recorded songs, yes. And the Kong Kong San, Odoye Wu, you know, Say I Do, and all of that. Yeah, there are a couple there that we haven't released yet.
So as should I even say, as someone who is not so much in the spotlight yet, how difficult is it to get your stuff out there?
I think the difficulty is in not having friends in the industry. It's an industry where even if you had all the money, you can pay your way through. But beyond the money, you have to forge relationships with people who matter to keep your music running, to make it have the effect that you want it to have. Or else, imagine you pay a DJ, for instance, to play your music. If it doesn't go beyond that, you know, purely transactional relationship, once maybe you paid for a month, once that's over, that's it. Whether they love it or not, that's it. They are waiting for you to pay them again before you get it. So it's I think, how hard is it, you know, being in the good books of the people who matter? That's what's hard. And that one, it takes like you inspiring confidence in them with your music, one, and also your personality, maybe try and have a bit of, be a nice human being.
Yeah. So in a way, like, if you're actually not somebody that likes moving to people,
yeah,
it'll be a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, if you are talking about music business, then that would be a problem. But unless you, it's just a hobby for you, you know, want to eat from your music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one, yeah, I'll say you can relax. This
is the E Factor. All right, so we're still here with Bakadabri, man. Amazing name. Is a little tongue twisting, man. You have to take your time, or you have to take tea or something like that before you mention it. No, actually, you have to go to TZ before you have to. Yeah, before you.
As you know, I've been nodding name there for Lamuji.
Oh, okay. He's got some bars, bro.
Hey, Lamuji, now.
Oh,
Lamuji,
I see. Have you taken some before?
No.
You don't know. I know.
I haven't.
Why did I even ask? I know.
Really?
This. It's actually very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. You are just all. You I can't help yourself, can you?
Yes. Like, okay. Isn't that evident, though?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. I'm sure Bakadabri is wondering. She's like,
oh, yeah.
This is weird. Yes. So we've been speaking to Bakadabri for a while now. So if you just joined us, you need to rewind and go start from the beginning. But he has a new EP out, Bzanginia Branch. Here, amazing songs on there. Corner, Ikikini, Go Back to Hell, Mangajia, and I think there's one more.
Election time.
So all of you that voted for whoever,
yeah,
I'm just saying, man.
Let's get that call.
So. Now, so like we told you, the EP's out, is banging, is fresh. He has, I think, an early bird session for the Magajia.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
actually amazing, though. I like the energy that she puts in there.
Yeah,
whatever
it's
I watch
like,
it,
is actually
like, yo,
a good thing for him. He has
exactly,
it all the time,
yeah,
consistency.
Crazy. Like, now you can just switch from
straight.
Wow,
oh,
Alex Kewa. Okay, the way you guys just switch from like being so cool to like being all in the music, it is so amazing to watch. I'm talking about him.
Okay,
look at that.
Okay,
yeah, it's so amazing to watch. So tell us where we can get your music.
Yeah, so the music is on all like digital streaming platforms. At the moment, I know it's Boom Play that we don't have it on yet, but we'll get it on there very soon.
Okay.
But aside that, your favorite platforms, Apple Music, Spotify.
I know of Spotify,
Audio,
yeah.
Yeah, Audio Mac and all of those places. It's on there.
Okay,
and,
so
yeah,
I think a lot of artists are always like, it's not yet on Boomplay. Is it very difficult to get your stuff on Boomplay?
No, it's not difficult, actually. It's not. I think what my problem was that when I was uploading, you know, my distributor is DistroKid, and so the Boomplay element is a new thing on there.
Oh,
so if you are not as aware of it, you might just skip it.
Oh,
but
okay.
For those who know, they managed to get it there. But my earlier distributor, which was TuneCore, that one I just sent it to
everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so we actually would always have an amazing interview with Bakadabri, man. It is crazy. Like, I'm actually starstruck, though, but like, I'm kind of, you know, hiding it.
Like,
I was like, when he came, I was like, yo, Charlie, Bakadabri is finally here, man, because I have played your music.
Like, it's only a section of people that are actually starstruck.
Because I'm supposed to be the cool guy, man. I'm supposed to be cool for all
so,
of you.
So, like,
to just...
you being starstruck is actually not a cool thing?
No, come
is
on,
it?
It's me. I can't be starstruck.
He's a star on his own, man.
You see? See?
Okay.
All right. So, it's been fun. It's been amazing. Do you have anything else you're working on, anything in the works?
Yeah, I mean, so what we intend to do is release projects, like, you know, do EPs minimum, or we'll do an entire album. And so we are just looking to push this one as hard as we can, gain the commercial success that it deserves, and then hopefully release another, you know, project. Might be an EP, might be an album.
We
have the song, so we just put a couple together, and then
I can't wait for another project in back. I really can't wait, because come on, this one was like fire. This one is fire.
Yeah, now you're an Ifactarian. What word did you use the last time? If somebody is actually an Ifactarian,
you see,
person,
you bullshitted it that day.
No, I actually said
me,
it's actually a cool thing.
I said the new factors.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you're actually part of our new factor.
So I'm a new factor.
Yeah, solid.
I'm glad to be a new factor.
Back to back.
Like
they've been playing Magaji and it on rotation in my head.
Exactly. We'll play it like we'll put your stuff on rotation. Anytime you have anything, you know, if you feel like we can help you with anything that you are going, like your new projects, yeah, your old, any, just basically
just
anything,
yeah,
Charlie, just shoot us a text. Yes,
I appreciate this, man.
Yeah,
this,
we need to give people good music, good content to listen to,
so that one day when you are collaborate. Okay, who is one person you like to collaborate with, living, dead,
living, not here? So I love this guy, Brymo.
Brymo. Yeah, you guys will.
I learn a lot from that guy.
Okay.
Jometo.
Okay, I can
like
see
that. Guy. Yeah, I really love him. Like, so I'm basically mentioning people that if you find me at a beach and I'm rehearsing,
listening to
people whose songs are in my playlist that I'm doing sing-alongs to rehearse with, right? Okay. Those are the type of people. I have Brymo in there. I have Jometo in there. I have Samini in there. I definitely have Burna Boy in there.
Okay.
A lot.
So now we kind of see where the fire is coming from.
Exactly.
This is the kind of people you listen to.
Actually, when the time is right, I have a song written for him. I just want him to sing it.
That's really amazing. Yeah. Honestly, you're an amazing person, personality-wise, music, every single thing about you is like just dope like that.
Thank you.
Legendary stuff.
We appreciate you right here, like honestly.
And I'm glad to be here.
This
is a very wonderful platform to be on.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a very amazing platform.
Thank you.
I would like to someday, you know, associate myself with this, you know.
I'm a new factor. Yeah, he's a new factor.
This is awesome. You guys are doing great.
Wow, you get. I have never, no, like, it's so, honestly, I have never seen her like this in my life. Wow.
Okay, so
here's
what's next to say.
Well, you know, all we can say is thank you so much for coming through. You are a new factor. This is home for you. Anytime you have a new project, anytime you need anything, you can just walk up here. We always have a spot for an interview with Bakadabi.
Solid, we always have that. Wicked.
Yeah, if you have an outdoor program, we can come. Like, just basically anything you can think of. If you need any help, just, you know,
Call us, man.
Solid, guys.
Yeah, you're a new factor. We'll push you in the best way we can. Okay. I told you I'm starstruck.
We see.
All right, so that was the band Bakadabi. New EP out, Buzangi Nia Brantie. Amazing stuff in there. You should check that out. We're going to blast Magachia off the Buzangi Nia Brantie EP. And it's all love, man. So enjoy your weekend. Your weekend.
I think you should get something from
Bakadabi. Let Bakadabi tell you guys to enjoy your weekend.
This is actually a good time to actually soak the whole music in, like the whole weather and everything for the weekend.
I said, let him tell them.
Like,
I'm
saying something before he comes. You are saying the same thing I'm saying.
So fam, it's your boy Bakadabi here. I'm excited to be here. I have the Busanga Nia Brantie EP out. It's a piece of me that I'm sharing with you, and I hope that you enjoy. Go check it out on all platforms. Follow me everywhere. The name is Bakadabi across all social media platforms. And let's get interacting, and then join me on my Busanga ride. You understand? Shikena. Nagori.
Oh, okay. And what is she?
Oh,
okay, okay, okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, that will be it for the E Factor this weekend. Shike Natu, child. Why? We are all Shike.
Nagori, too. Nagori.
All right, enjoy your weekend, guys.
Bakadabu. Ya jump and a check. Young warrior. Obama say, young warrior. China joke, what it? My finger, boy. I wanna put a bling on it, paper some shower cover. I'm insulting breath, and 2-3 sat now they want to see you know. My money crazy, on to manches and cause I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hit. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, see, I know they give a fuck about what they say. My melanin queen with an happy hit. You make I know they fit to reason straight. About him, me pesa me ya wo magajia,
magajia.
Take your honeymoon for party,
honeymoon for party.
I go show you sweet loving,
sweet loving.
I go treat you right like the queen. You are girl, treat you right.
You are
treat you right like the queen.
This is the E-Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to touch down. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey. Join our next transmission for an even better experience. Have a nice day.